Hello. Yeah, this whole fucking room is noisy as shit. This room is noisy anyway, but I wonder if I messed around. If I actually... if I did what I've dared to do... Testing. Oh, shit. Testing. Whew. Now, what do you think you're pulling there, Phil? What I'm doing, I'm just compressing the living fuck out of this motherfucker, aren't I?
No, you're not. You're gating it, Phil. You're gating it.
Yeah, but it's called a gate.
Oh, okay, thanks. Anyway, welcome to the program. Yeah, we're gating the fuck out of this thing, man. So all the noise, all the background noise is like 100% max fucking knock down and woo. I don't know if that's healthy. Hello. So, I don't know. I got a bad feeling about that. I had to just try a show. Sick. I'm not sick like everybody's sick. You know, probably everyone you know is sick, has had this cold. I've had it. I had it, and then it went away, and I've still got it, you know. And I don't have it like I had it. I don't have the cough. I just got a general kind of nose fucking throat kind of thing, you know.
Well, are you going to do character voices tonight or not, Phil? Everyone must know.
I got to tell you, that replay that we did yesterday of the fucking guy that pulls a knife on Dean Wheeler because he was knocking Bob Lynn. Dave Flavinen. That cracked me up. I don't know about anybody else. I know we're cracking somebody up because I checked our downloads. We're doing good, man. We got over 2 million downloads. I mean, you know, our podcast is not... We're a radio show podcast... is very non-traditional. We don't do real interviews. Everybody who does a podcast does real interviews. Every motherfucker with a podcast is doing interviews. You know, and that's why I experimented with. Remember when I had Mo Collins on and I had on Frank Sidoris? But I mean, that just isn't what I do. It's too much fuck. I don't want to waste a lot of fucking time booking interviews. I just, maybe I'm blowing it. You know, who knows? But anyway, point being, you know, we're over 2 million fucking downloads in, the month of January, close to 2.5 million downloads, the month of January, which is not as good as some. It sure is shit. It ain't up in Adam Carolla country. There ain't no fucking way. But our podcast has just done one of these very slow builds, man, over time. And we, you know, we're a subscription podcast, which means, you know, it goes beyond a paywall after 30 days. The current podcasts, all of the archive stuff is behind a paywall. Now, business to take care of tonight. We got to make sure that we get a promo that we're still giving away the... what's the date today? The 5th? Today's the 5th. Okay. Man, it's motherfucking warm. I keep this room really warm for Brea. Boy, here's one sport I just can't get into. College fucking basketball. I could give a fuck. I barely gave a fuck when I was a kid. I mean, generally, when you're a kid, all the sports is bitching. College is like big time. Pro ball is like beyond big time. But college was like, wow, fuck. It was almost like going to see a pro game, you know. But now, you know, it's like, but then I get a little bit older, you know. I got into my teens and my 20s, and I just stopped giving a shit. I think, as has often been said, college sports is popular because people went to college, you know. People have the alumni of certain schools. But by the same token, I'd say most people that are college fans did not go to college. Speaking of that, man, where is my bloody character list? What? Jesus Christ, it's fucking hot. Bray, I'm dying, man. How can you fucking take it, dude? Isn't it fucking killing you, Bray? The heat? I guess she's okay with it, man, because she's sitting right here in a fucking solid stream of hot air. She's just parked right in front of it, just all like, and I'm the human, and I'm just, help me. And she's got all that fucking fur. Yeah, she's an old lady. Oh, my nose is itching like a bitch. Mm. This ad by the U.S. Army looks like a video game. In other words, they're looking to recruit real soldiers for, obviously, real wars. But when you look at the ad, it's got a video game look to it. It looks almost animated. I can dig the psychology behind that, man. You know, I'm just saying. I just sounded like George Carlin there a little bit, didn't I? The older you get, the more like George Carlin you start to sound. I'd say you don't get as funny as George Carlin. You just sort of sound like him, that's all. Being as funny as George Carlin is impossible. What am I looking at here? CBS is just running a bunch of highlights of fucking college games? Blech. We're into those sports dog days now. February, March, who gives a fuck? You know, college ball, whatever. You know, basketball and hockey are sort of just moping along. And spring training is going to start next. When do the catchers and pitchers, the catchers report in February, don't they? Catchers and pitchers? So sometime around, you know, but it's like, you got to be a stone fan of all of those sports to give a shit. And back in the day, the only thing a TV had was, now, of course, there's all kinds of shit on TV, but most of it's boring as fuck. The Professional Bowlers Association, sports is going to get good, man, until, you know, the baseball season heats up again. North Carolina 113, North Carolina State 96. North Carolina State's the team, is the school with the good football team. North Carolina's the school with the good basketball team, right? And North Carolina's the Tar Heels. They're good basketball. The Wolf Pack, that's good football. I don't know.
I don't know.
As I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted, I'm looking for my good, reliable character sheet. I love that name, Buddy Minshew. Here they are. Characters. Boom. 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 By the way, Rory, I got your... Gobbler's Knob, segment one.
And we're back here in a world famous, maybe galaxy famous Phil Henry show.
And we're back here in a world famous Phil Henry show. Thanks, Robert.
Well, I mean, I don't know if the show is heard or downloaded on other planets.
Well, I think it's safe to assume it's only downloaded on Earth.
Well,
nothing, Dickman. You realize?
All I'm saying is that we don't really know.
Yeah, maybe aliens are listening in, you know.
We don't know any sort of advanced technology the aliens might have, so.
Right, so I'm sure that this advanced civilization is sitting there in their spaceship orbiting, pulling into the Phil Henry show. Phil,
can we just get into this GD show, please? Speaking of pulling it. All right, General.
Anyway, I'm Margaret Gray.
And I'm the one and only Bud Dickman.
Thank the living Christ for that. I'm General Galen Shaw. You want to make something out of that? All right, back off, General.
Well, you know, look, I don't like these young punks trying to horn in on my turf.
You talking to me, General? I mean, Shaw, sir?
No, not really. Look, I've always got these snot-nosed punks coming up to me.
On the street?
Right, these snot-nosed punks come up to me while I'm walking down the street. You know, just,
Rory put so much work into this. What? What is this? Oh, is this Gobbler's Knob? Yeah, that's right. So, here's my suggestion, Rory, because, you know, Rory McLeod is one of our loyal, longtime, like, BSP family members, and he writes these scripts that I honor him for doing, and he puts a lot of work into it, and I think I would love to produce one of them. I'm serious. But the thing of it is I'm not good when in doing these characters. Scripting it is not as good as creating sort of an improv document. And by that I mean, Rory, my boy, to create, rather than give lines, leave the actual lines up to the improvisational process. Give the scene. Phil and the crew are going to talk about this topic, and there will be conflict between Phil and Margaret, and there will be conflict. You know what I'm saying? In other words, imagine, write the script, but without the lines. Now, I know that sounds crazy, but what I'm saying is, in place of the lines themselves, put the sort of roadmap of the scene, of where it's going. At this point, you know, like, you can say, Phil opens the show. some minor conflict between General Shaw and Bud over how the show is supposed to open. You can write all these things, and then you say, scene in which, you know, it, for the rest of the scene, Phil and the General and Margaret and Bud and Robert talk about XYZ, what it would be about, Gobbler's Knob, Steve Bozell, whatever, you know. What you're sort of doing is, the ideal kind of improv sort of document for me would be to say what the is going to be about, and then all the mile markers that you hit on your way to the, you know, end of the act or the end of the entire play, you know. And what is it about? It's about Steve Bozell does this, that, this, that. That's what it's about. You know, Steve Bozell thinks Gobbler's Knob is crude and he wants to do something about it. Or Steve Bozell thinks the term Gobbler's Knob leads to the degeneration of young minds and he wants to do thus and so about it. Okay? And then you set up how you get there. You know, Phil opens show, has minor disagreement. Margaret mentions something about something. So rather than writing the lines, you're writing what is the subtext. You're writing what the motivations are. And then you leave the lines up to the improvisational process, which is, because what I do is improv, so I don't tell anybody, but I can't memorize scripts. I'm not an actor, you know? I'm just a bullshit artist. Because I think, Rory, you're a goddamn good writer. To write and you know, great writers write, and then they find people who can produce their writing. As your writing exists here, it's hard for me to produce this because I don't, by virtue of what I do, I don't really do scripted lines. But, because you're such a good writer, I know you could turn this into an improv document as opposed to a script. Like when Paul Greengrass, I was reading an interview with him. Paul Greengrass has done, you know, a lot of improvisational films. He's worked with actors improvising entire movies. United 93 was the one that I remember. And I also remember Sunday Bloody Sunday, about the march in Northern Ireland that turned into a violent blood fest. The British soldiers opened fire on these peaceful demonstrators. That it was entirely improvisational. United 93 was entirely improvised. And he said that the document we worked from, he drew from the United 93 commission report. There was a commission, and they gave their report on what happened, how it happened, what happened on board the aircraft, et cetera. And so Greengrass created sort of a narration of what the actors were going to do and what specific little scenes would happen. And then he would talk to the actors about it. Here's what we're, you know, here's what's happening. And then he also talked about the deeper motivations, you know, like at the very end of that movie, if you saw it, the fight breaks out between the passengers and the hijackers. And he told the actors that this is a fight between the past and the future for control of the world. He says one force is fighting to pull us into the past, and there's another force that's fighting to push us into the future. He said the United 93 passengers were the very first post 9/11 citizens of the world. And that's where the real, you know, not where the real battle, he said that's where one of the battles took place on United 93, and it was a battle for control of the world. The control of that aircraft. That was pretty cool piece of direction. And the other thing he said, as they fought their way down the aisle of the aircraft, they were fighting their way from the past to the future. He said, this is like the fuselage represents the time continuum. So these were the things he talked to the actors about as a little extra added momentum. But then said, here's what's going to take place here. You're going to have this fight here. This is when you take the drink cart and you try to smash the door open. Here's what's going on in the cockpit. You know, when you guys are back here in the, at one point, some of the passengers get together in the galley and talk about what they're going to do. You're him, you remember this guy was going to do this. Refresh their memories of what their characters, you know, they're all based on real people, what they were going to do and what they talked about and how, you know. And they shot it a lot of different ways, you know. And then the other thing he did was he kept them inside that airplane fuselage for 12 fucking hours because he wanted them to feel claustrophobic. He wanted that feeling of claustrophobia, you know. So, But I'm getting way off point. The point is, he worked from a document that gave the subtext for all the scenes, but there were no scripted lines, basically. There was one or two people that played themselves. Sliney, the guy that ran the FAA, he played himself in the movie, and I think maybe one or two other people. I think one or two of the actors in the defense, there was a national, I guess NORAD, North American Air Defense. One or two of them were actual people that day in NORAD. They had them recreate their characters. All right, anyway. So what the fuck is going on here, man? You know who we don't have on here is Tom Dovka.
Right. Tom Dovka, Phil. Well, it's nice to be talking to you. I'm very put out by. Oh, thanks, Phil. It's great to be talking to you. You know, I don't want to be an asshole, but sometimes you're forced into it. I'm sure you understand, right? Yeah. No, I heard you mentioning something.
That guy kills me. Tom Dovka.
Hello, Phil. You know, this is interesting. No, it's interesting to listen to you. It's interesting to listen to what you're just because my son. You know, this is the most important thing for me is my son. You know, and there's nothing in this world.
Of course.
But
you're not noodle.
You dirty little.
Hi, this is Tom Dovka. Welcome. This is the Phil Henry Show. I'm a radio consultant. I wanted to say hello to you. Let's listen to some music here, okay? Here's some Tom Dovka here. I'm a radio consultant. I'm also I'm a radio executive. I forgot what I was. It happens, you know. Tom Dovka here, radio executive. Let's listen to some. What I like is the light hits, you know. Just give me something light. Just don't bother me with a lot of stuff. What I like is the light stuff, the pop, you know. You know what I mean by pop? You do? Good Christ. That makes one of you. Because nobody understands what I'm saying. Tom Dovka here, radio consultant, and hey, Tom Dovka, radio consultant, general manager. Low-hanging fruit, what it's all about. If you want to do some business, you want to get a radio commercial on the air, just call me, okay? Because we can do the business. I'm lazy as fuck, and I'm very proud of that. Very proud indeed. All right, let's listen. Here's some light hits. Here's the light hits, you know? And this is... this people keeps people listening. I don't know, it's... Yeah, the light hits. It's light. Very light. Tom Dovka here. Now, I don't want to have anybody cutting out the music that I play, because, see, that's called fair use. That's just that we're using it in a satirical sense. Now, a lot of people, I don't understand. I shouldn't be using that music. Here's another one. Okay, that's all we need from that. Tom Dovka here, radio consultant. Oh, fuck. Fuck me. Do you think that I'm capable of going on the air? This is Tom Dovka, and I'm a radio consultant. I have to tell you that Phil Henry is sick. He's under the weather, and I thought, well, you know, out of Chicago, Tom Dovka here, and I'm out of Chicago, and Phil Henry's not feeling well. He's sick. He's sick. He's got a little bit of a fever. He's got the sniffles and the sneezes. And so I thought I would come on here. Ew, motherfucker.
Are you on, man? Bitch, you ain't even on. There we go. There we go, Brea. There you go, Brea, honey.
God damn, it got so hot in here that the damn thing cut off. Well, it has a thermostat on it. It's go time, baby. Oh, my God. All right. Are we ready? Hello, everybody. This is Tom Dovka. I'm a radio consultant. I'm also the executive general manager for Poutine Broadcasting. Hello, everyone. This is Tom Dovka. Hello, everybody. This is Tom Dovka. I'm a radio consultant. I'm also the national programming director for Poutine Broadcasting out of Chicago. And I'm going to be filling in today on the Phil Henry Show. The Phil Henry Show brought to you by the Phil Henry Show website, where this coming Friday night, he's going to have the Friday night chat, and they're going to be drawing the name of yet another potential winner for two passes to a luxury suite at Sanity to Racetrack for the race day they're going to be having there on March the 30th, a day at the races with the fans and friends of the Phil Henry Show, or the friends and the fans of the Phil Henry Show or something. And I appreciate very much the opportunity to be filling in for Phil here. He did not invite me to the race day, and I don't mean to bespoil the promotional announcement by mentioning that, but I think it's only fair that I say I was not invited. There wasn't even so much as a phone call, not a letter, not an email, nothing saying, by the way, in light of the fact that you're filling in for me and knowing that you have at least offered your consulting advice, even though I've rejected it time and time again, I, Phil Henry, would invite you, Tom Dovka, radio consultant and the national programming director for Poutine Broadcasting, to, I don't like the name of the company, Poutine. God, my nose is running and shit. And the national programming consultant for Boutelier. And the national Boutonier. Isn't there a character I got, Boutonier? Dave Boutonier. Yeah, Jerry Boutonier. He's the engineer for fucking Dr. Elcott. Look at this goddamn thing. What the fuck? Jesus Christ. CBS Sports presents dirt track racing from the middle of fucking nowhere, man. Wild Horse Pass. Where the fuck is that? Bet you they got more goddamn rednecks and Klan. I bet you they got more fucking Klan per square mile in this shithole. Tabletop jump. Holy God, look at this joint. What? Brought to you by Super Clean. Oh, it's Toyota. Stutter. It's just a bunch of guys that I souped up my truck. I got this thing fucking, you know, all these guys just, they want to do shit with their trucks that they can't do and run them on the street. Super Clean. Is that a detergent? All right. And I'm the national program director for Boysenberry Broadcast. I'm the national program director for Lugubria Broadcasting. And I'm the national programming director for Poutine Broadcast. Poutine's actually pretty funny. Hello, everybody. This is Tom Dovka, and welcome here to the Phil Henry Show. I am a national programming consultant as well as the national programming director for Poutine Broadcasting out of Chicago for Gunther Broadcasting. I'm the national program director for Gunther Broadcasting for Apple Boy Broadcasting. Hello, everybody. This is Tom Dovka. I am a radio consultant. I'm also the national programming and Hello, everybody. This is Tom Dovka. I'm a radio consultant as well as the national programming and sales director for Apple Boy Broadcasting out of Chicago. Apple Boy broadcast. Apple Boy. For Golden Boy. Golden Boy Broadcasting. Gold Boy for Apple Boy Broadcasting. Apple Bantam. Apple for. Abba Baba Broadcasting. Hello, everyone. This is Tom Dovka. I'm a radio consultant as well as the National Programming and Sales Director for Abba Baba Broadcasting for Baba, for Bama Habba. For Cavco, Cavco. Hello, everyone. This is Tom Dovka, and I am the... Hi, everybody. This is Tom Dovka. I'm a radio consultant. I'm also the National Programming and Sales Director for Cavco Broadcasting Enterprises. For Cavco Broadcasting. Hi, everyone. Hello, everyone. This is Tom Dovka, and I'm the National... Fuck. Where the fuck is this goddamn thing? All right. Hello, everybody. This is Tom Dovka, and I'm a programming consultant. Hello, everybody. This is Tom Dovka. I'm a programming consultant as well as the National Programming and Sales. God damn you. Hi, everybody. This is... Hello, everyone. My name is Tom Dovka. I'm a radio consultant as well as the National Programming and Sales Director for Cavco Broadcasting Enterprise. Shit! For Cavco... For the Cavco Broadcast Group...